On this St. Patrick's Day, I bring you a special blessing from my ancestors who came from that beautiful isle. So, Banacht, which is Gaelic for blessing. A year ago, Lori and I, following the suggestion of Kate Toot, celebrated the day by immersing ourselves in the world of David White and his poetry. There in Boston, in what might have been a Hibernian hall, we were enchanted by his poetry and the poet himself. In honor of St. Patrick's Day and our monthly theme of journey, I offer you a taste of the poet and his poetry. David wrote this poem called Finisterre for his niece. She had just completed the spiritual journey on El Camino and was about to walk another 3 days to the Atlantic Ocean, to the point of land that was considered to be literally the end of the earth. Finisterre. The road in the end, taking the path the sun had taken into the western sea, and the moon rising behind you as you stood where ground turned to ocean. No way to your future now, but the way your shadow could take. No way to make sense of a world that wouldn't let you pass except to call an end to the way you had come. To take out each frayed letter you had brought and light their illumined corners, and to read them as they drifted on the late western light. To empty your bags, to sort this and leave that, to promise what you needed to promise all along, right at the water's edge, not because you had given up, but because now you would find a different way to tread, and because through it all, part of you would still walk on, no matter how, over the waters.